Hey Tina, sorry you couldn't make it. That's a great topic actually. I would have loved to discuss this with you. Great choice of topic. Fame and fortune of the new internet celebrities, like key opinion leaders, KOL or influencers, right? Fantastic topic. Are there any internet celebrities that you have been following? Give some examples. I'm following some YouTubers mostly, news channels, channels that, discuss politics, basically. What do you think are the differences between internet celebrities and TV celebrities? Internet celebrities are like, comparatively new, if you will. Like in like 20, 30 years ago, there were no internet celebrities, right? People were still watching television, right? Internet celebrities. I think internet celebrities have a very clearly defined target audience, right? Which doesn't apply to TV celebrities, I think. Their audience was much wider, right? But on the other hand, internet celebrities, their target audience is much more focused, if you will, on a particular on this particular celebrity, right? It's much easier for them, I think, to reach their target audience, right, than TV celebrities, because it's a very closely knit group, if you will, right? That's a fascinating phenomenon, right? If you had told someone, like 30 years ago, that people would be following, some celebrities on a completely new medium, right? They would probably have thought you're crazy, right? It ain't gonna happen. But this new technology has opened up, completely new possibilities, right? It's revolutionized our lives, right? And this article is actually about, how businesses utilize or tap into the potential of this new generation of celebrities, if you will, right? So it's a great article. Great article. Such a shame. Now can't join me. Fill in the blanks with the words on the left, and change the forms if needed. Explode, cultivate, monetize, exclusive, and venture. The company monetized its free messaging app by including advertisements. The network purchased the exclusive rights to air the Soccer World Cup on its TV stations. The use of smartwatches has exploded in recent years. The brothers were able to start their meal delivery venture after receiving the necessary funds. The brand has cultivated a long list of loyal clients after many years of hard work. There was some resistance to the charges initially, but people got over it quickly. The company using animal testing faced Oh, controversy, I think. The first sentence, I think, is controversy. The company using animal testing faced fierce resistance after the documentary series was released. The bank is sponsoring the charity auction for victims of the natural disaster. The salesperson duped me, which means tricked me, right, into buying a car I didn't need and could barely afford. Good presenters keep their audiences engaged by breaking up their talks into small chunks. Just in case you missed it, the popularity of internet personalities has exploded in recent years. They are regular folks, regular guys, right? Just like you and me, who have taken to documenting their special interests online and cultivated a following of like-minded individuals in the process. Right, so they share their interests online and their views and their lifestyles as well, right? And their opinions on a wide range of issues, right? And like I said, this is a closely knit group. If you look at their followers, right? It's really people who share their interests, like-minded people. It's a very good way of putting it, I think. To cut a long story short, being plugged into a loyal fan base, I'm sorry, is what sets these creators apart. Right? So they're like connected to this loyal fan base. Loyalty is another key criterion, right? You don't have that degree of loyalty, for like TV celebrities, right? It's like a completely different dimension, if you will, right? Cyber celebrities, right? Online or internet celebrities on all manner of social media have gotten hold of the most valuable currency going, influence. So that's why they're also known as influencers or KOLs. I'm just gonna type that. Plug into. The studio is hoping to plug into the Chinese film market with its largest blockbuster, kind of gain access to, right? Gain access to or have access to, right? Get hold of. The purchasing manager was able to get hold of some of the components we needed. Acquire, or also obtain, if you will. This currency is not merely theoretical either. There are plenty of opportunities for influencers to monetize their personal brand. Some, for instance, receive direct contribution from fans on sites like Patreon, while others put their back catalogs or exclusive content on subscription services like VRV or Stitcher Premium. I just looked that up here. So VRV no longer exists. It's already defunct. No, it merged. I think it was acquired by another, another platform. All right, and I couldn't figure out what Stitcher Premium is. But anyways, they're subscription services, and subscription services are very popular right now, right? Like, YouTube is super popular, right? There's a lot of new, if you watch these, YouTube channels, they're also, active. They also have established a presence on other channels, on other platforms, you know, like. Can't remember the names of these platforms. Let me just Google that real quick. Yeah, Rumble. 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 Yeah, and I've heard a lot of YouTubers have mentioned that. Yeah, Rumble in particular. And Patreon is kind of a support network. You know, like if you want to support a YouTube channel, you can subscribe, you know, become a paying subscriber, or you can support them via Patreon, you know. So that's a comparatively new way, you know, of supporting and sponsoring these celebrities, right? That's a new concept too, right? So they can, you know, they can capitalize, you know, on their, you know, fan base and turn it into money, if you will, which is what monetize means, right? And that's what YouTube is all about. So the more views you get, you know, the more money can you make, you know, from your videos, right? That's a way of monetizing your fan base. And sometimes videos get demonetized, which means by YouTube. Like if you know, if they're flagged, you know, if people report them, like, you know, maybe they're violating some laws, you know, there's some copyright issues, right? They get a copyright strike, you know, and they're being demonetized. So they, even if they get a lot of views on YouTube, you know, the creators won't earn any money, you know, if there's some violations, right? Copyright violations, you know, or like, you know, IPR infringement. A few mega influencers have even managed to leverage their fame to launch multi-million dollar ventures, businesses, right? YouTubers like Zoella and Kaylin. I'm not familiar with these names. Casey Neistat are a few examples of vloggers gone moguls, which means like business tycoons, you know. So they've become business owners, you know, and they're making millions of dollars, right? By the same token, influencer marketing has become a significant revenue stream for these modern thought leaders. Right? Okay. So this is a very lucrative business, right? We've got plenty of time to finish work on the project before it's due. By the same token. By the same token, the promotional campaigns will also be postponed until next year. Companies are moving away from traditional media towards sponsoring content, right? So this is a shift from legacy, if you will, old school, right, media toward this brand new phenomenon, not no longer brand new, you know, but like completely different, you know, from traditional media, right? And product and com businesses are really tapping into that. So they're purchasing advertisements, doing product placements with influencers, whose built-in audience matches their target demographic, the people they're trying to reach, right? Businesses have realized that native advertising allows them to cut through the noise and reach an engaged audience. That's a great word. And engaged, they're much more engaged, than TV audiences and the TV viewers in the past. That is receptive to taking recommendations from their favorite podcasters, YouTubers, bloggers, or Instagrammers. Move away from, I think you know what that means. Grocery stores are moving away from single-use plastic bags to reduce their environmental impact, right? So they're moving away from that, and they're moving towards more eco-friendly solutions, right? Cut through. The two parties were able to cut through the argument and come to an agreement. I think this is self-explanatory. Cut through the argument, come to an agreement. According to studies, investing in influencer marketing is money well spent. For every dollar, companies receive $7 in earned media value on average. But that's a pretty high return. That is a higher return on investment than most conventional marketing strategies. For every dollar, that's a lot. They receive $7 in earned media value. I'm not sure what the metric is. I'm not sure how they measure this return. It seems like a very high return. When a business aligns themselves with an influencer, so they cooperate with the influencer very closely, right? They align, with the audience, right? They get more than just ad space, they get social capital. That's a key term. What is social capital? It refers to the networks or relationships among people in a society. Networks or relationships among people, right? So it's a, it is just like, money, basically, right? It's a currency. It comes as no surprise then that influencer marketing is expected to grow from 4.6 billion 2018 to 6.5 billion 2019. Well spent. It was expensive to upgrade the office's computers, but it was money well spent. So it was a good investment, smart investment. Come as no surprise. So it's not surprising at all, right? It comes as no surprise that the air conditioner is broken yet again. All this is not to say that there haven't been bumps along the way. There's bumps in the road, right? It's not always smooth sailing. For one, there remains managerial resistance from the old guard, like the senior managers, right? Who do not necessarily understand influencer marketing because they grew up in a very different era, right? When they were young, traditional media were still like the main avenues, for marketers to promote their products, right? Recent controversies surrounding notable creators and the threat of being duped, tricked, right, by hucksters artificially boosting their analytics has likewise turned some away, right? So this is very negative, right? If you're tricked, by a huckster, someone who's aggressively selling and promoting something, right? And they're lying to you, right? It's a blatant, they tell blatant lies, right? About, the actual, impact or potential of these influencers, right? So it's sometimes it's controversial, Sometimes they try to trick you. They try to trick the marketers, into, believing their lies. So they kind of exaggerate the impact, right? Growing pains aside, influencer marketing looks set to be an invaluable weapon in any advertiser's arsenal. So despite all these negative phenomena, right, these excesses, if you will, right, it is still, a viable tool for marketers, right? I mean, there's always fraud. There's always, people who try to trick you out of your money, right? By claiming, results that they can't deliver because they're not as influential as they claim to be, right? But all things considered, this is a very valuable new channel, for marketers to promote their products. Okay, not to say Oliver is hardworking, but that's not to say he doesn't like to have fun, turn somebody away. So the price increase has turning some buyers away from the latest version of the tablet. Okay, talk about internet celebrities and social media influence. Popularity of internet celebrities, monetizing your personal brand, influencer marketing, investing in influencer marketing, recent controversies, disputes, right? Arguments, conflicts. After reading this article, has your opinion about internet celebrities changed? Give your reasoning. If you had a chance to be an internet celebrity, would you take it? Why or why not?